The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Maseches Midas that describes the Shara Mizrach of the Harabayis. It was engraved with a depiction of the city of Shushan Abira, which was the capital of Persia at that time. Now, according to one of the Amiroim in the Gemara, the reason for this artwork, which wasn't exactly a classic piece of Judaica, was to ensure that the Imas HaMalchus be maintained. At the time of the building of the Bayis Sheni, the Persian Empire controlled the region, and that was for another 34 years, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and the Jews no longer experienced complete independence. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Jewish nation was subservient to the Persian kings. And this picture reminded them of their obligation of loyalty to the Malchus. Now Rav Yanai learns this concept of Emas Malchus from the conduct of Moshe Rabbeinu towards Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yordu kol avadecho eile eilai v'yishtachavu li leimor. It would have been more correct for him to say v'seirdu ato v'chol avadecho. But because Moshe was chilek kovod l'malchus, he said in a derech kovod, V'yordu kol avadecho, he didn't mention that Paro himself will come down to him. Rav Yechonon learns this out from Eliyahu, who was chilek kovod to Achav. Now, and despite Paro and Achav's rishus, they deserved a kovid, somewhat of a kovid, because of their positions as melech. Now, this idea that we grant kovid even to non-Jewish kings, like we're saying over here to the Malchei Poras, it's found in two other Gemaras in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara of Tes Amabez brings Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo'ilam yishtadil odom lorus lekras Malchei Yisrael. A person should try to run towards, to greet Malchei Yisrael. V'lo lekras Malchei Yisrael bovad elafilu lekras Malchei Goyim. You should even run to go and greet a non-Jewish king. This memory is paskind in the Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Simin Reish Chav Dalid, Siftes. The mitzvah liyishtadel lirois malachim afilu malchei umas oilam. It's a mitzvah to go ahead and see even malchei umas oilam. And more than that, the Gemara in Daf Yutes Amabez in Brachos says that it's permitted for a kohen to be metameh himself with tumah drabbanon in order to go ahead and greet malchei Yisrael as well as malchei umas oilam. This halacha is paskin lamaisa and mishabrua and sifkotin yud gimel over there. There's a heter of tumah drabbanon for a kohen to do this mitzvah of seeing a melech goy afilu. However, unlike the Gemara in our sugya, which straightforwardly accords kovid for malchei umas oilam, the Gemara in those two places says something different. The reason why you should make an effort to go and see a non-Jewish king, the Gemara says over there, Shem Yizke Yavchin bin Malchei Yisrael l'Malchei Goyim. Which means, Allah said, lovely, when you're going to see the Gedulosan Shel Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, you'll see how much greater the Gedul of Yisrael will be in contrast to the Gedulas Umas Olam of today. That's how Rashi explains. Meaning that the reason for seeing or greeting Malchei Umas Olam is completely different than the reason of seeing Malchei Yisrael. Seeing Malchei Yisrael is a mitzvah of Kvod Malchus, like the Gemara says. But seeing Malchei Goyim is for a completely different reason, like the Gemara explains. For this reason of Shem Yizke Yavchim. Now, seemingly, these two Gemaras contradict each other. If it's true that there's a mitzvah of Kvod Malochim for Malchei Umas Olam, then why does the Gemara in Brachos need a different reason for Malchei Umas Olam? Why does the Gemara have to say Shem Yizke Yavchim? Just say Poshut, because of Kvod Malchus. Now I found that the Machzor Shekel in Simon Reish Chav Dalet of Kotten Zayin, he raises this question. He answers that the Gemoras and Brochis are talking about going out of your way to greet a king and honor him. Now, by staying home and not greeting the king, there's no bezoin for the king. There's always enough people who are happy to go and join the event. You don't have to, you personally could stay home and nothing will happen. On this, Chazal tell us that for a Jewish king, where there's a specific mitzvah of Soin Tosim Alecha Melech, which Chazal say that there's a special mitzvah of Kovu in Eimu for the king, you should go out of your way and go ahead and greet him and honor him. But for a non-Jewish king, there's no reason as far as Kfud Malchus is concerned to go out and honor him. Only for the other reason of Shem Yizke Yavchin, over there there's a mitzvah to go out and join the ceremony, and to go join the ceremony. But not because there's a mitzvah of Kfud Malchus. Our Gemara, on the other hand, is referring to someone who's talking to a king. We're like Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Paroi. Over here, you're obligated to speak with the Derech Kovod, because if you speak to him without respect, it's somewhat belittling for the king. This much of Kvod Malchus you have to have, even to Malchus Umazoyl. Now, like Sapsofer, in Tshuva or Chaim, Lamed Zayin, he asked on the Machzor HaShekel that he answered of the Rav Yana's limud from Moshe Rabbeinu and Paroi, but what's with Eliyahu and Achav? Over there, Eliyahu went out of his way and honored Achav in a very impressive way. Now, by not running before Achav, there would not have been any element of bezoin for Achav, and nevertheless, Eliyahu honored him. So the Ksav Sofer offers a different answer. I don't think I'll have time now to say it over, but I just want to highlight some words of Rashi in our Suya. Rashi says, "Vayorotz lefnei Achav mishum kvoidoi, she'ein derech malochim l'leches yechidi." So Rashi is saying that this maisa of kovid Eliyahu did, it was not an extra act of kovid; it was necessary for eliminating an element of bezoin. So Rashi says, a king traveling alone is below the standards. The derech is that a king travels with someone else, not yechidi. See, Eliyahu, by Vayoros Lefnei Achav, was keeping to the standard, not adding kovod. So this fits perfectly well with the Machzor Shekel's idea. He had to maintain a certain, the regular standard of kovod for the melech. I want to emphasize another Rashi which goes in line with what we're saying. So let me just bring up a Ha'ara. The Ksav Sofer, who asks on Eliyahu with Achav, that why did Eliyahu go out of his way, he could have also asked from the Shara Mizrach, which was engraved with Shushan Abira. This was l'chayre an extra level of kovod. But not depicting the Shushan Abira, there would have been l'chayre no bezoin for the Malchus Paras. If you look at Loshen Rashi, Rashi says, "Shedehei emas Malchus Paras aleihem v'lo yimredu bohem." So here too, Rashi is saying that this presentation of kovod was not just a special grant of kovod. It was to prevent the Jews from rebelling against the Melech Paras. Meaning that this was done not as an extra grant of kovod, it was to prevent a degradation toward the Malchus. And the reason for this is probably because the Beis HaMikdash was the pride of the Jewish nation, and without a constant on-site reminder of the authority of the Malchus Paras, it would bring to Merida. Similar to the law that temporary law that forbids raising flags of foreign states without accompanying it with a national flag. Same kind of thing. Now, just to point out, the Ksav Sofer is assuming that Achav, although he was Jewish, he did not have the status of Melech Yisrael. Otherwise, the Ksav Sofer would have no kasha. Because maybe the reason why Eliyahu gave such kovod to Achav was because he was a Melech Yisrael. So clearly he understands that Achav's Malchus was on the level of Malchi Umazoyl. Now, Be'emes, the Gemara itself is muchach this way, because the Gemara over here is bringing a proof from Eliyahu, who honored Achav, that we're obligated to honor Malchuyu Masoilam. The same way the Gemara brings a raya from Moshe, Rabbeinu, and Pari. So obviously the Gemara considers Achav's Malchus not better than the Malchuyu Masoilam. Now, I'm not sure exactly why this is so. Possibly because he was a Rosha. He didn't go B'darkei Hashem. He was not fitting for Malchus. So very simple. You're not fitting to be a Melech, so you're not considered a Melech. Like the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, he sums up the whole objective of appointing a king. He says, "Ubakoil you ma'isa l'shem shemayim, v'tiya machshavto yemagam mosoi." His machshava and his goals is lahorim daso emes, to raise the true religion. Ulamalo yisoilom tzedek, v'lishbor yizroya harushoyim, ulhilochim milchemes Hashem. So if someone who's not doing that, or doesn't have any goals for such ideas, he's not a melech. But on the other hand, we don't find that the Torah specifically excludes a Rasha from Malchus. Of course, it's wrong to appoint a Rasha as a melech. It's a terrible thing to do. But technically speaking, he becomes a melech. He becomes a king with all the dinim that go along with it. What I mean is that there are specific requirements for Malchus. For example, the Torah requires that a melech has to be mekerev achech. A king cannot be from Mishpachas Gerim. And if the Yidden appoint a ger to be a king, it doesn't work. He just won't be recognized in Halacha as a king. And similarly, there's a drasha, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Melech V'loi Malka. You cannot appoint a woman to be a melech. And if you appoint her, she won't be recognized lahalocha as a melech, or a malka. But as far as Russia is concerned, we don't find any mute in him, Russia. He can become a melech, be recognized lahalocha as a melech. Now, I found something very interesting about this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Avchof of Abayz, talks about the Parshas HaMelech, the various powers and authority that the Torah gives to a melech. Rav Yossi says, "Kol ha'omer b'parshas ha'melech, melech moter bo." That means all the rules that Shmuel Anovi instructed the Yidden when they asked for a melech, all those rules and benefits are rightfully granted to a melech. Now, there's a whole list of rules that Shmuel Anovi gives. One of those rules is ve'es sidoiseichem ve'es kromeichem ve'zeiseichem ha'toivim yigach ve'nosan la'avodov. That the melech could take your sodis and your kromim and give it to his servants. So Tosfos over there asks, if so, why was Achav punished by the story of Novus? He didn't want to sell him his kerem. Novus was mechuyev to do so. Novus was mechuyev to sell his kerem to Achav. Achav was the melech. And Parshas HaMelech says that you have to give your kerem to the melech if he asks for it. Well, that's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos brings five different terutzim to this kasha. The first four terutzim explain that for whatever reason the Parshas HaMelech was not applicable to this case, to this kerem, for various reasons. The last teretz explains that Achav's Malchus did not grant him with Parshas HaMelech because he wasn't a king over the Yisrael of Yehuda. And second, he wasn't appointed Me'es HaMokoy. So that's Tosfos' teretz. So you see from Tosfos, from Tosfos' kasha, and even from the terutzim, that Tosfos understands that Achav was a full-fledged Melech Yisrael, even though he was a Rasha. And if not for these side points, the Parshas HaMelech that Shmuel HaNavi gave to the Yidden would have been applicable for him. So according to this, Achav is considered a Melech Yisrael, not one of the Malchuyu Masoilam, like the Ksav Sofer seems to assume. And it's not just Tosfos who holds this way. Rekveger on the Gilin Hashas over there, he brings a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayeshev, who asks the same kasha as Tosfos. The answer that the Zohar gives seems to be al derech soid, but the Zohar as well takes on the pshitas that Achav was granted with the benefits of Parshas HaMelech.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.